Bonjour, guten Tag, privet. Hello and welcome back to the D'Espoir podcast. Here we are, only 5 weeks out from the main event. Things are getting serious. We are sitting down. We are planning your menu. What snacks are we going to have? Do I dress up in my living room or do I give in to the inevitability and just wear comfortable pants so I can eat more snacks? As we get closer and closer to the big event, I've been looking at some of the polls. Let's look at some of the betting. Remember, don't bet more than you can afford to lose. Which, to be honest, if you're me at the moment in this global financial crisis, it's minus $70. Not saying I have $70 to lose. I'm saying I'm already in the red $70 before I even put a bet down. I did go and look up one Eurovision poll online. Now, what they do is they don't go with the odds. They actually take votes from members of the public, ensuring people can't actually vote for their own country. Now, what do I care about one poll, you ask yourself? Well, this poll has actually called the winner correctly since 2017. That's right, they called them all Portugal, Israel, Netherlands, Italy, Ukraine, and then Sweden. So who were the top runners in this poll this year? All right, this is their top six. There's been almost 100,000 votes put forth. I'm a little devo because according to this poll, Australia is in absolute last place. Admittedly, by one vote, but I think that's unfair. I don't think it's the worst song that we've got this year. It's not a winner, but I think it's a good time. We deserve better than your last place. At least let us make it through. Now, I think on the night it's going to get people up and dancing. I think we'll at least make it through to the grand final. Fingers crossed, but of course I am 100% prejudiced. Let's look at their top six. Coming in at number six, we have Israel. Number five, Belgium. Four, Netherlands. Three, Switzerland. Number two, Italy. And number one, it's Croatia. With 14% of the vote. Although, don't get too excited. The difference between Croatia and Italy, it literally comes down to 236 votes. So that's interesting. We'll keep a look at this poll as it goes on. I guess that's the other question that you have to ask yourself when you're presenting your song for the Eurovision Song Contest. Obviously, you want to present your song, you want to get it out there, you want to make people love it, but you run the risk. If you go too hard, do too soon, do you run the risk of song fatigue? We all know what it's like when you discover a new song that you live it, love it, breathe it, you have it on auto repeat. Of course, that could just be the ADHD, or it just gets into your blood and you listen to it over and over. That's all you want to hear. The problem is you don't want people peaking 5 weeks out behind the contest. And then by the time it comes, they actually get whooshed off their feet by something new and interesting they haven't heard before. Or do you just get them and just make them love it more by the time you get there? That's an interesting question. Let us know what you would be doing when you present your song at the Eurovision Song Contest. Now, I should have said earlier, spoiler alert, this week, this episode is nothing to do with facts. This is all spoilers and giveaways. We are going to be looking at another three songs and their presentation for Eurovision 2024. I've been pacing myself. Don't want to peak too soon. Trying to discover just a few songs at a time just to be able to give them a chance, replay them through. What's this doing to me? First song this week, we are going all the way to Luxembourg, where we have Tali with her song Fighter. First thing I have to say off the bat, for a song called Fighter, there isn't much fight in this song. I've watched, there's no fight. To be honest, there's not even a lot of bark to it. And unfortunately, Tali is just putting the hum in the hoe. The actual note that I've written down after watching this film clip is just, yeah. I mean, it's not the worst thing that we've heard, but to be honest, it's so forgettable. If you asked me to like hum a tune right now, I couldn't even hum the tune. Something, I want to do Fighter and I accidentally just start humming Christina Aguilera, largely forgettable song. Not offensive, not exciting. This one is a definite pass from me. I can't see it getting much momentum on the night. Again, you never know with staging, but at this stage, it doesn't look like it's got anything to make itself stand out. There are so many songs this year. Bring in the original, bring in the crazy. I'm just not getting anything from this one. Next, let's take it to Azerbaijan. Bless Azerbaijan. They always bring a really interesting bag to Eurovision. You never know what you're going to get. They always go in a completely different tangent to what you think they're going to bring. This year, they're bringing Fari featuring Ilkin Dovlatov with their song called Azunla Apa. Singer Fari is 29 and was brought up in an extremely artistic family. His father, a jazz drummer, his grandfather, an actor. Do you know how it is? Kids always have to rebel against their family and against their parents. So his whole family is all arty, skikat, do, 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 do. Okay, his dad is a jazz drummer. That's exactly what he sounds like. Do, 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 boing. He's rebelled against his father and went, no, I am going to become a thing that's farthest from a jazz drummer or an actor. Of course, you spend 6 years at university studying to become a lawyer. Fari spent 6 years getting a bachelor and a master's degree in law. However, in 2020, during the global pandemic, he then had a renaissance of his own and discovered, ha, you know what? My family's been onto the right wagon all along. And he jumped headfirst back into the arts, out of his law degree, back into music. I certainly hope he kept his receipts and can get his money back. Although it would be handy. I guess you could do all of your own contracts. If you get swindled, get a bad contract, you get no one to blame but yourself. Now, listening to Azunla Apa, there's not a lyrics to going, a lot of to be honest, at one stage, and I may just be going crazy, but I swear there is a taste of Frozen by Madonna in this song. At time we get these delicious tastes of this sort of mystic folk vibe. The problem is they've kept more of a traditional pop song vibe. And to be honest, I really wish they would have embraced the dramatic more, really given in to that folk passion and really taken it somewhere. I think you could have really elevated the song, enhancing that, but I think they've taken a rather safe and commercial road with this one. As the result, look, the song, again, it's not bad. It's better than Luxembourg. Does it excite me? Nah. I mean, I hear it. Will it make me want some vegan ice cream? Probably. But I think certainly after seeing how the world responded so positively to Courage and Finland with their pina coladas, I think Azerbaijan should have felt free to just embrace that. Embrace your inner weird. Let it out. Okay, maybe third time is a charm as we head to Denmark, where Saba is presenting her song called Sand. That's right, Sand. The video of this is nothing to get too excited about. It's just a recording of her live national final performance. Of course, there's nothing wrong with that, but oh, it's the film clip. Jazz it up a little bit. Then again, you can't judge a song and its performance on the Eurovision stage via the submitted performance. I still have nightmares about the video that they shot for Conchita's Worst, Rise Like a Phoenix. If you go and watch the video, it's ridiculous. It's cheap, it's tacky, it has none of the grandeur or sophistication of the live performance. But what have they done? And I certainly hope this is not going to be something that's just going to be recreated on the Eurovision stage. Oh, and it's something that we've seen before. Somebody is like, oh, you know what? We'll get a box to stand her on. That'll be dramatic. Except then you just have a poor woman standing on a box who can't move because now she's on a box on the Eurovision stage. It just sort of traps her there and, oh, there's nothing really that you can do. There's no other way that you can describe it other than kitty in the sandbox. Oh, look, I think this one is a bit of a miss from Denmark. Just like Sand, it's a little bit beige. At one point, Saba is just standing there singing Sand. sand. I mean, it's not dramatic lyrics. It's not a dramatic metaphor. Nobody's excited about sand. Look, I honestly don't know who they thought they were going to excite with this one or this topic matter. Let's be honest. When Eurovision 2024 is over, I think we're all going to be saying the same thing about this performance.
I don't like sand. It's coarse, rough and irritating, and it gets everywhere. Not like here. Here everything is soft and smooth.
Yes, thank you, Lord Vader. I think you've summed that up correctly. So, what are my top three Eurovision 2024 songs that I have on repeat this week? Two songs in particular have really gripped me, actually, the last couple of weeks. And anyone who listens to this podcast knows me and my opinions and my feelings. I don't get them. I don't like them. I don't want them. But these two songs have been hitting me in the feels the last couple of weeks. I've been doing a lot of back and forth, having to do paperwork, having to deal with some lawyers. Not that long ago, I recently lost my dad to early onset dementia, which is one of the cruelest ways that you can go. Forgetting who you are, forgetting where you are, and forgetting those that love you. So I have been completing the paperwork and making photocopies and signing forms, so many forms. Two songs that I have just had on constant repeat, they have just been hitting me in the feels. I was not expecting Don's with his powerhouse, Shallow. It's making me feel things. It's making me get through a hard time. It's making me want to quit my job, chase other things. Is this a life crisis or is this just the power of Don's? I don't know. We'll see how we go as we work through this. I'm not prepared to call it either way at this stage. And the other one that really caught me unexpected, and when I say unexpected, made me cry in the filing room at work. And I have to give a shout out. Thank you very much, Mickey. Love your work as always, who was working with me through voicemail to help with my name pronunciation. I have been absolutely hit in the feels by Aidan Golan and Hurricane. And can I say, the way this song begins and the way this song ends makes it the absolute perfect song to put it on loop. It ends perfectly just for it to begin again so you can get all those tears out in the filing room. But you didn't hear that from me here. I don't cry. What are you talking about? I'm not a crier. But then at least once a day, I got to get in a little rim tim duggy dim while I'm patting the cats just to chase them blues away. So let us know, reach out, let us know what songs you're going back to on repeat this Eurovision 2024. In the upcoming weeks, we're going to start bringing you some excellent ideas for your shots, cocktails, drinks, and merriments at your Eurovision parties. In the meantime, be nice to each other. Don't lick any wall sockets. Drink some more water. And whatever you do, just be kind to each other. And don't forget, be kind to yourself.